Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 27 of Just Jesus, the promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, Repent. Martin Lloyd-Jones once wrote, "If we go back and read the great story of the Christian church in every period of revival and reawakening, we will find that this note of repentance has always been central, and it has always been primary." Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. "Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Matthew's words come on the heels of Jesus battling Satan's temptations in the wilderness and emerging victorious from that 40-day experience. Jesus heard the news that John the Baptist had been arrested. John Phillips explains the importance of this detail found in Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. John the Baptist's ministry lasted somewhere between 4 and 18 months, during which time he accomplished the mission to which God had called him. He caught the attention of the nation, awakened its conscience, and baptized and introduced the Messiah. John also stirred up the wrath of Herodias and Herod by denouncing their illegal marriage. Now the heralded Messiah was preaching, and the Baptist was in prison, a most unlikely end, and he must have thought, to his fearless ministry. No move was made to secure his release. He was incarcerated in the fortress of Machaerus on the eastern side of the Dead Sea. Matthew said more about all this later, but here he mentioned the imprisonment in order to show the effect it had on Christ. He left Judea for Galilee, putting himself outside the reach of Herod. It was a sensible move. John's ministry was over, but he was not abandoned. Soon he would earn a martyr's crown and enter into his eternal reward. Christ had not come to battle the Herods of this world on their terms. Jesus had the power to blast Herod, his fortress, and every soldier in his army into oblivion. But he had not come to do those kinds of things this time. So Jesus withdrew from Galilee and headed to Capernaum. This would fulfill Isaiah's prophecy that we studied on day 22 in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Don't you just love the attention to detail found in God's Word? Now, Jesus didn't move out of Galilee for fear of Herod. He moved to Capernaum because it was his Father's will. Notice that Jesus didn't start with a soft message. His first message was a call to repentance. Phillips writes, Herod had silenced one voice, and now a far more powerful voice was heard. That voice began exactly where the other had been stopped. The message was the same. The Herods of this world can never silence the voice of God. They can kill the preacher, but they cannot kill the preaching. As the old American abolitionist put it, his truth goes marching on. The message of repentance is essential if we are to respond appropriately and follow Christ. The Greek word repent is metanoio, which means with a change of mind or to think differently afterwards. You will never submit to God until you allow Him to change your mind. Repentance involves seeing sin the same way God does. When you change your apathy towards sin, Jesus will give you the power to turn back to Him. Why does Jesus say to repent? Matthew records the answer in verse 17. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God's kingdom is as close as your hand in front of your face. In a matter of seconds, someone could face the reality of entering into His presence forever. Therefore, repentance is an urgent call from our Savior to stop rationalizing sin and turn back to Him. Some questions to consider. What does it say about the message of repentance that both John the Baptist and Jesus preached it? How does repentance start with your change of thinking, while it is also fully dependent on God's power to redirect your path? Finally, is there any area of your life where you've chosen to think differently about it than God does? Pray today that God will enable you to see sin as He does. Repent and turn back to Him. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Thank you.